Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
Parents, I need you to learn from my mistake. If you have a pet that is about to cross the rainbow bridge, I'm going to give you some tips on how to relay that message to your child, because I did and I did not do it correctly. All right, so our old man, Leroy Brown, 17 years old, he has crossed the rainbow bridge. And I was doing, I'm not going to call it research, because I feel like the word research should be relegated for like scientists. I was doing a lot of Googling, all right? Reading articles about how you should relay to young kids that this is happening. Like the best practices to get them to understand what is happening. Should they be there? Should they not be there? How should you tell them? And so from everything that I read online, it was like, because, you know, Jimmy is 4 and kind of has an understanding. Yes, you should give them the opportunity to say goodbye. No, they don't need to be actually present when the act happens. And you have to be very plain with your language. So go ahead and give you the trigger warning here, because, you know, we're talking about pet loss. You have to be very plain with your language. You can't be like, Leroy's going to go to sleep now, because then your kid's going to think, well, when I go to sleep, I'm never going to wake up again. So you can't say that. Mm. You literally have to be like, Leroy's going to die. And it's just so weird, because that's not how you, like, you want to be gentle when you talk about something like that. Like, he's going to pass away. But kids... everything I read was like, you got to be blunt about it, so they have like an understanding, because if you're too soft about it, they're going to think, you know, it can happen to them.
Yeah, I feel like I learned this lesson way too late, that when it with kids that young, less is more.
Yes.
We kind of feel like we want to over-explain to comfort them so much, but the truth is, in 30 seconds, they're ready to move on with their life.
Yeah, so it was a home vet visit, because we were doing this at our house, and so the vet shows up, and so we're sitting there, and I'm letting Jimmy say goodbye to Leroy, because our neighbors are so sweet. They were going to let Jimmy come over and play while, you know, it happened. So Jimmy is standing there, and I'm kneeling down, and Bart's holding Leroy, and I'm trying to convey to our son what is happening, right? And I thought I had it like figured out, but man, when I tell you, I stumbled and bumbled my way through this, and every now and then I'd look at the vet for guidance, but she was just kind of like trying to like let us have our space or whatever. So I was trying to explain to Jimmy, I'm like, yeah, so, you know, it's time to say goodbye to Leroy, because he's going to go away. And Jimmy's like, why? And I'm like, well, because, you know, he's sick. And then I go, but it's not the same kind of sick as you or you get or mom and dad get.
No.
It's a different. I mean, dude, yeah. I am flailing.
Because you don't want him to think once he gets a sniffle.
Yeah. But I go, but it's a different kind of sick. And then I'm like, do I tell him that he's old? But then it's like, but it's a different kind of old than you are.
It's all different.
It is like, it is so freaking complicated. And at this point, because I like what I should have said is like, Leroy is going to die.
Right.
But I just, those words just weren't going to come out. So he goes to the neighbor's house, right? And it happens. And he comes back over to the house and he's like, so when's Leroy going to come back? And I'm like, well, baby, Leroy's not coming back. He goes, well, the vet took him because he was sick. When's the vet going to bring him back? And I was like, screwed this whole
So what did you have to finally explain to him? How? So,
well, then I finally was like, after everything I read, and I was just like, y'all, this is just, it was such a hot mess. And I just looked at Jimmy and I'm like, Jimmy, Leroy's dead.
I feel like,
hurt me to hear like that.
I know, right? Ow. Yeah, I'm like, right? Yeah, he's, and I was like, Leroy's dead. He crossed the rainbow bridge. He's with Pap and Parker now, and he's saying it, but I don't want him to live with Pap and Parker. I want him to live with us. And
did
I'm
you
like,
say, did you not hear me? He's dead.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Ash. Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
And he said it again the other day. We came home and he's like, Mama, Leroy's not here because he's dead. Jesus. Yes.
Have a little tact, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know, right?
This feels a little bit like a segment from Ye Old Gossip because Richard Simmons is one of those celebrities that I'm like, ah, yes, this is before my time. But his housekeeper, his former housekeeper, did a recent interview with the Today Show and had to clear up some things about Richard Simmons. So the interviewer asked his housekeeper whether or not he had any romantic partners and what their history was together. And her answer was very interestingly worded, to say the least.
What do you make of the speculation around Richard Simmons's sexuality?
That answer is for Richard, not for me.
Did he ever have a romantic partner that you know of?
Me? He never loved anybody like me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was my lover, not sexually, but he kissed me all the time.
So she says that they were lovers, but not in an intimate fashion.
Okay, one, I'm really upset with whoever is the interviewer there, mm-hmm. because that's such an invasive question.
It's terrible, man.
Like, I mean, the man is gone, and yeah. now you're trying to speculate on his, like, sexuality. Like, once the housekeeper said that's a question for him, not for me, that's like, that's when you bow out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she had to have known those questions were coming. Like, why else is Richard Simmons's housekeeper going to be on the Today Show unless she's going to give some juicy gossip?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She also had to respond to some of the rumors that she kidnapped him.
Mm. There are so many rumors and speculation that have come out saying you kidnapped him.
No, I think he kidnapped me.
So
she just left us with more questions.
Wait, what?
Did she say he kidnapped me and then just laughed it off?
I almost wonder, did she have a little crush on Richard Simmons? You know what I mean? Like, she's saying that they were lovers, but not in an intimate way. But she almost says it in a way that makes you think, like, did she want to be lovers? Did she feel kidnapped? Was her heart kidnapped by him? And that's why she worked with him for so long. You know, there's so many questions that I feel like we were left with after this interview.
She answered nothing.
Mo looks so confused.
I'm very confused. I don't know what just happened.
Something that is actually very exceptionally clear is Megan Thee Stallion's relationship status. So she has now hot girl summered her way into NBA girlfriend status because she hard launched her relationship with NBA star Klay Thompson over the weekend. She posted a photo where she was looking very good at a pool. And in the back, you can see her boyfriend, of course, now Klay Thompson, just laying in the back there, hanging out casually. They did a little bit of soft launching as well, where people had to do some sleuthing, where like photos were posted of her holding hands with someone. And you could tell that it was her specific acrylic nails. And so people kind of deduced the fact that they were together. So there's a new hot girl relationship out on the streets now.
I would say she upgraded, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Klay Thompson, I don't know why it was an odd pairing to me because of Klay Thompson's personality. I wouldn't have never seen that coming, but it makes perfect sense. They look good together.
What is his personality?
He's, Klay's like goofy and really quiet. And Meg is like the complete opposite. Like Klay doesn't really like attention at all. And so it was like an odd pairing, but you know, opposites attract. So I wouldn't have seen it coming, but now that I do, they look good together. It look like it works.
I have stumbled across Dad Got Bars on Instagram, and my life is better and richer for it. So I wanted to pass on this little gem to you. So Dad Got Bars, he gets comments, and then he does raps about them. And he got a comment that says, "Why nail polish? Vomit emoji. Be a good dad." Somebody was upset that he was allowing his 3-year-old daughter, she looks to be about 3, I'm guessing, paint his nails. All right. And this is a thing we always do, especially on Bert's Big mm-hmm. Adventure. The girls, when they do their Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique makeover and they get like their nail polish and stuff, they love painting nails of the girls and the guys on the trip. It becomes Bert's Beauty Salon and all the guys end up getting their nails done, right? So this dad letting his daughter paint his nails, he takes that person's comment, "Why nail polish? Vomit emoji. Be a good dad." And writes this epic rap burn.
Dad got bars. nail polish, non-toxic. Can't say the same for your strange comments. I should just block you, Rasheed Wallace. It's giving insecure if I'm being honest. Man, I don't really care what you think. She can paint them purple, she can paint them pink. Your opinion to me is like acetone. Harsh as hell, and ooh, it's tank. I'm super dead, so that make you the villain. Nail stay polished like Caleb Williams. Asking Father Lord, please forgive him. Some people just cannot control their opinion. You're the type of guy who won't talk to the manager. Keyboard warrior, probably need a manicure. You like a hangnail, get you up out of there. Go to the spot where they got the massage chairs. And whenever you're ready, get you a mani and get you a pedi. Ooh, dad got bars so petty. Haters don't sleep, so I'm always ready. The internet just too dang messy. Like that sweater with my spaghetti. Be a good dad, what you mean by that? I'm on the cover of the Good Dad Starter Pack. Me and my girl wear matching clothes. Preschool, we got her in Rome. I know all the words to let it go. That little girl, my heart and soul. So clapping back ain't unusual. Once you get your own girl, you can hold. You'll understand why dad got bars. And he got pink toes.
I like that.
Like, what empty person would go online and leave a comment to a dad that is painting his nails for his daughter?
Oh, there's just all different kinds out there.
Need something else to be mad at, my dude. That is nothing wrong with that at all, man. Being a good dad.
You need help. All right, we continue 100 Days of Good Goes Round on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
For 100 straight days, we are doing acts of kindness. You just got to tell us where to be, what to do, how can we help? We had a couple of days to cover, starting on Saturday with Tommy.
Yep, so Saturday, my wife Renee and I were out running errands, and she packed the car with some stuff for Goodwill. She had a bunch of mugs, and we had a bunch of clothes, and we stopped by the Goodwill. And let me tell you, that Goodwill sidewalk, good Lord, everybody must have been donating Saturday. Because it was crammed full of stuff.
That's where I get my workout shirts, man. That's where I'll get them every single time. And the good news is, the one in Sandy Springs, or I guess it's Buckhead, every time I go, it's packed. It's packed with people that are donating.
Yep. And then Sunday, Amber did some donating, I think.
I did. I donated clothing. I'm talking about some bras. I did some clothes and things like that. Some of my mother's old clothes, and we donated them to the Kidney Foundation. Now, Tommy did better than me because I didn't go to them. I had them come to me and pick this up. Yeah. But they also, just to let you guys know, the Kidney Foundation does also accept furniture and things like that, because there are a lot of people who do need those things. So that's what I did, and it made me feel really great. Plus, it wasn't hard on my back.
All right, today we are focusing on animal rescue in Bartow County. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. All right, how can we help you out?
So, first off, I'm a P1. I've been listening since I was in middle school, and I am almost 30 now.
Thank you.
So, we are a nonprofit animal rescue in Bartow County. We are specifically kind of in Cartersville area, but we just officially started in March of last year, and we've already done some incredible things, but our biggest need is just to get the word out, because we are still relatively small, but we are in desperate need of fosters because we don't have a facility yet. Most of our animals are in foster homes, so if we don't have enough foster homes, we can't help more, and we have to turn down multiple animals and people in need daily because we just don't have space.
Hey, Samantha, what made you decide to co-found Bogey's Buddies?
So it's my first rescue as an adult was Bogey. He was a pity that was on the euthanasia list, and he was literally going to be put down like the next day. And my husband and I stumbled upon him, and he just melted my heart. So we snagged him, and he was like our best friend for 8 years, and he passed away about 2 years ago. So while I was grieving that, I ran into this woman named Joelle, and she was fostering, and we just bonded over wanting to start a rescue, and we ended up making it a reality and just jumping in full force and going for it. And it literally, as soon as it started, everything just fell into place so effortlessly that we just knew it was meant to be.
Samantha, you know what I love about this so much is that I think 90% of the time you look at a situation like this and you're looking at dogs that need to be adopted or fostered, and you have the idea to start a business, but then you're like, you know what, it's just so big, and you're like, I just don't have the time. And here you are, you put your foot forward, and now what, you've saved over 300 animals?
Yes, we actually just got our numbers back, and we have gotten about 280, I think, animals adopted in about a year and 4 months.
That's incredible. Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations on that.
All right, so where can people get more info about Bogey's Buddies?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook, but then also, and it's just Bogey's Buddies, which is B-O-G-E-Y, and then Buddies. And then we also have our Facebook, or not our Facebook, I'm sorry, our
Instagram?
Our website and Instagram. But our website is bogeysbuddies.org. And so you can find all the information on there. And we also do a lot within the community. So we obviously, we're Bogey's Buddies, but we're a Bartow Rescue and Resources. So the resources part is, our biggest goal is trying to keep animals with their people, if all possible. So we help out with the homeless community, and we actually redesigned a school bus to be like a warming shelter in the winter. So we team up with the Compassion Center up here. And so while the homeless and unhoused people can go get warm and full bellies, we take the dogs in and cats and give them a warm place and some food as well.
What a fantastic organization. Okay, it's bogeysbuddies.org. And Samantha A., thank you for listening all these years. Thank you for doing this. And we will put a link on up to Bogey's Buddies at thebirdshow.com. All right, Samantha?
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
And we appreciate you listening all this year. So if you're in Fayetteville or in Bartow County, here you go. Bogeysbuddies.org.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I am coming to the Burt Show fam requesting some parenting advice because I found myself in a dilemma on which battles I need to pick and choose with my four-year-old.
I'll have Abby take this one.
yes, me, the parenting expert.
Yes. So I have learned, I did not know this before because I was one of those judgy-wudgy people that would see parents out with a young child. And by young, we're talking about anything that it's like five and younger, right? And you see like a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old out and they would throw a tantrum. And I'd be like, God, what's such a bad parent, such a bad kid. Now, I get that tantrums are developmentally normal. They're actually a good thing, right?
All these toddlers, all of them are built in by bipolar.
Well, it's typical development. Now I know that. And so when there is like a crying fit or like a frustration level, it's they're learning to regulate their emotions, right? And there's a process to this. And I have a better understanding of this. So I have a better tolerance for this, right? Doesn't mean it still doesn't get under your skin or irritate you, or it can be frustrating, especially when you're in public. But it's part of the growth process for a child, right? So, you know, yes, it can be an issue if they last extensive periods of time and if they're older and they're still having it. That's not what I'm talking about. So when it comes to my four-year-old Jimmy, what I'm trying to decide is what I put my foot down about and what I let him dictate, right? Because you want to raise independent, like independent, like their own thinking. Mm-hmm. You want them to embrace their individuality. Like you're trying to raise these like little strong independent beings, but at the same time, they need to freaking listen to you. Okay. So it's this weird, you're butting heads. For instance, my son knows that it is okay to cry, that we're not scared of emotions, but we save our tears for the things that are important. So if you are crying and upset because you don't want to walk on the path because it is wet, it's okay that you don't want to walk on the path, but we're not going to cry and lose our minds over it because, you know, we're going to save our tears for the important stuff. But then in my head, my mama brain is like, well, this is just one of those tantrums and blah, blah, blah. She's frustrated.
the the thing that didn't make sense in that scenario, because I was there yesterday when Jimmy decided he didn't want to walk on the wet pavement, was he wanted to walk through the mulch. The wet mulch. That didn't bother him.
Yes.
Okay.
But walking on the pavers that had gotten water on them, that was a different story. So, you know, for instance, I'll give you a prime example. We were at home yesterday, and he was eating, and I pulled a yogurt from the fridge. But that was not the yogurt he wanted. He did not want the yogurt from the top. He wanted the yogurt from the bottom. So he opened up the refrigerator and he was trying to dictate what yogurt he got. But I had already pulled that other yogurt out and opened the top to it. So I'm trying to explain to him, like in this moment, I'm like, do I just acquiesce and do I just give him the yogurt he wants? Or do I'm like, no, like, we've opened this yogurt. This yogurt is the same as that yogurt. They're both in the same compartment. You just happen to want the one that's on the bottom. This is the one on the top. So I'm trying to figure out what battles I'm choosing right now, because I'm like, am I doing him? I can't bend to his every whim, because then you're going to raise a spoiled, entitled child that gets everything they want. But at the same time, because this new generation of parenting, it's like, well, you want them to be forward thinking. You want them to be independent. So where is the middle ground, and what do I put my foot down? Because I could end the tantrum right then, right there, if I would just give him the green spoon instead of the orange spoon. Or do I say, nah, dog, we've already got the orange spoon dirty. Mm-hmm. We're not going to dirty another dish. Yeah. It is what it is.
All right. This would be interesting to take calls on. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 1-855-237-8746. I think for me, the yogurt example and the spoon example, there are long-time ramifications if you don't stop that habit now.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he's always going to want, like, it doesn't make any sense, the other yogurt. You've already opened it up.
Correct.
It costs money.
Correct.
He needs to eat that yogurt, and you need to establish that game plan for long-term thinking.
And for the record, I did. Like, we did not open the other yogurt. I said, if that's the yogurt you want, you can have that yogurt tomorrow. But this is the yogurt we opened tonight.
I feel like that's a good example of the difference between me being the oldest in my family and, like, my baby sister. Whereas for me, it was like, you eat the yogurt that's open or you go to bed. And then for her, I think she would have got a choice, because my parents were tired by then. And you can see the difference in us as adults.
See, you have the same parents, but you also have different parents.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Well, I think maybe you could use this method that you're always talking about trying to get to the why. Now, I don't know how receptive a four-year-old's going to be if you ask them why, but I feel like maybe that's a good middle ground of, like, encouraging them to think autonomy about, like, why do you want the yogurt that's on the bottom shelf instead of the top shelf? And then maybe Jimmy has no freaking idea, so he goes, I don't know. And then you go, okay, well, they're the same, so you're going to take the yogurt.
It's so funny you say that, because he was upset and frustrated. And I was like, hey, Bubba, so are you frustrated? Yeah. Why are you frustrated? I don't know.
Yeah, not like my baby sister to me.
I told you the story this weekend of Amanda and I in Roswell on Saturday night with her almost five-year-old Asa. And as we're walking back to the car after we have dinner, there is a puddle and mud in the middle of, like, this parking lot in Roswell where there's a couple of bars. So there are adults, like, all hanging out. But there are kids there also, right? So he asked if he can play in the mud. And he wanted to just be in the puddle before he got in the car. So we decided, yeah, why not? Go for it. Normally you would say no to something like that because they're going to get dirty. Mm-hmm. Then they got to get in the car. Then you got to wash them. There were no long-term ramifications of that. But I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say no because it's going to be a hassle, when the truth of the matter is, why not? He's only almost 5 years old one time.
Yeah.
So the difference there is, like, it's a one-timer. He's having fun. And the sidebar on that is, while he's in there in the mud and he's messing around, he looks up at us and he says, you don't live all day. He meant you only live once.
Okay. You don't live all day. I kind of hope I do.
Yeah. Hey, Jane, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm calling. So I have a special needs 10-year-old son, and I go through this a lot in my head. Like, am I doing a disservice to him, or like trying to figure out the best way to navigate just what fights am I going to battle?
Yeah.
So for me, what I'll say is, like, okay, well, we're going to eat this one first, you know, like the one that's already open, you know, but then I make mental notes of, like, okay, so next time, if he want, like, okay, if he's fussing over the spoons, I'll say, like, okay, I'll try to give him the option. Do you want the red spoon or the orange spoon? To just kind of, like, cultivate the independent thinking, but then also making my life a little bit easier in the long term as well.
I'm so glad you said that, because the next time we went for a yogurt, instead of me grabbing it, I opened up the refrigerator and I was like, yo, Jimmy Jam, which yogurt would you like to eat? And he picked the yogurt he wanted to eat. Dang. But then in my head, I'm like,
who's training who?
Yeah. I'm like, did I just get whipped by a 4-year-old? Is that what's happening right now?
Good morning, Bert Show. Who is this? Our phone lines just went out.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they sure did.
That's a good thing.
We can't take any calls right now.
Yeah, because I'm getting crap, so that's fine.
You are where? Which one?
No.
I'm waiting for my name, so if it's me.
Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
It is.
Okay, hold on.
What you got?
Oh, hey there.
Hey.
I'm Robbie. Hey, first of all, I really applaud the fact that you're trying to build a social, you know, creature that wants to be thoughtful and kind of a contributing member to society. The problem is he's 4.
Yeah.
You're giving him too much choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just for context, I have a 26 and a 23-year-old. They're beautiful people. When they're 4, you're the parent. You have to give that. You're giving them too much choice. If every time you turn around, you give him, hey, do you want the red bowl or the blue bowl? The red shirt or the green shirt, all these different choices, you're giving them the impression that they're in charge of their life right now, and they're not. You are.
That sounds exhausting.
For the things that you have to absolutely must draw the line on, their health and safety issues. So, you know, you kind of start there. And then you parent. We used to call it parenting in the funnel. If you find yourself that they are, like, just crazy with you and they're kind of constantly testing, you've given them too much choice. You got to bring the reins in just a little bit. As they get older, you know, into 4th, 5th, 6th grade, into middle school, by the time they get to middle school, you should be able to release the reins. They know what they should do and shouldn't do by that point. But giving them so much choice at 4 years old is really going to be detrimental in the long run for your own sanity. You have to be the parent for now. Teach them the guidelines and the roles and the lines that they should not color outside of. And over time, you can release the reins, and it gets a whole lot easier.
But Robbie, it is. It's fantastic advice, but I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Dude, he was wearing the blue shorts the other day, but he wanted to wear his red shorts instead. And I'm not kidding you. We went around and around for an hour. For an hour, to the point where I was like,
that's on you, sister. That is on you.
Yeah, nope.
If you're debating for an hour, that was on you.
I tried to put a stop to it, but he wanted the red shorts with the black dots on him. And I just, I finally gave in and I gave him the freaking red shorts.
That is the tail wagging the dog right there.
The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Abby, why do we need to check in with Samantha here this morning to make sure that she's not in some dude's trunk still?
Yeah, we have to make sure she's alive because she called us up for a texting tutor because at her apartment complex, she said when she went to her car, she noticed a note on it. And it was basically somebody saying, hey, I saw you. I'm interested in you. Would love to get to know you. So we texted this person basically to, you know, see who they were and if they were stalking her or not. And it turns out it's a surgeon who wants to take her out on a date. And it took a little bit of convincing to get him to reveal his identity because we asked him to send a photo and he had sent like a photo, a selfie of him with a surgical mask. And we also needed to make sure it was intended for her because she was also parked next to a car that looked very similarly to hers. So they've gone out and we need to make sure that he's not a serial killer because I've been watching too many crime docs and I'm convinced that maybe this is her stalker.
Didn't he send a link to his LinkedIn also? So like he's a legitimate dude.
I don't think he sent the LinkedIn.
So, no,
because I was asking, it's like he needs to send the LinkedIn to prove he's a real human.
He never did.
No, he told us his name. He sent a photo and she looked him up on the hospital's website and he was there.
Okay.
So she found him. He's legit. He was on the hospital's website. But as far as him sending a link, he did not.
Question 1, Samantha, are you still breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Signs of life.
Alive.
What a relief. All right. So did you guys go out this weekend?
We did. Yeah. Yeah. But it was interesting. If you want to hear.
We do?
Yeah. And we got nothing else to do.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah, right. Well, okay. So you remember the whole story. You remember like the windshield on the note and everything. And the car was identical. So, okay. I walk in. We finally have coffee and all that stuff. And as I walk in, I see him. And his face goes completely pale. And it turns out I was not the target. I was not the right person.
Oh, no.
No way.
This is what we were afraid of.
Hey, this is karma bringing you guys. This is the universe bringing you guys together.
I don't know. God. I give him credit. You know, he did the right thing. He was trying to put it on the right car, but he didn't. He missed it. It was the wrong car. It was the one that looked just like mine, the identical one, right? Oh, God. But, okay. So instead of, you know, he just felt awful. He was obviously, clearly, like, surprised. And so instead of, like, you know, making it weird or whatever, he invited me to sit down and have coffee with him.
Hold on a sec. So he tells you up front, like, you're not the girl?
Well, it was very clear and obvious by his face.
Okay. You
know? Oh, no.
He didn't need to say it. We sort of kind of knew. And it was, like, this long pause. So he's just like, well, just, do you still want to have coffee? And so, come on, that means he obviously did the wrong thing.
He's like, you were not the woman I was intending on murdering.
Well, since we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was awkward, you know, whatever. So we were talking, and it was surprisingly nice, except for one moment. We were talking about movies, and I told him, you know, my favorite is The Princess Bride. And he said, oh, I've only seen the remake. And correct me if I'm wrong, there is no remake of The Princess Bride.
Yeah, there isn't. So you think he was just trying to be, like, amenable?
Uh-huh.
And just agree with everything you're saying and just try to be... Or maybe he just got confused.
Yeah, maybe got confused.
Maybe he thought you were talking about The Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he was just trying to move it along and, you know, make conversation. I don't think he really was... I don't know. So... Here, it gets even stranger because, like, he texted me after the date asking if I wanted to go out again.
Oh.
But I know. But now I'm torn because, like, I feel like I'm this total consolation prize. Like, I'm the runner-up. Is he actually into me? Or do you think he's trying to be polite because I showed up and didn't catfish him? Do I go out with him again? I don't know what to do.
I think you might be in your head about this thing here. A, the movie thing, we can discredit that pretty immediately. Mm-hmm. And if he hits you a second time and asks you out, then yeah, he's into you. And as far as being a consolation prize, I mean, I joked about it, but hey, you know what? Stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be intended for somebody else, but it wasn't. You show up, you guys got this chemistry. Who cares?
Yeah, I wouldn't look at it like being a consolation prize. It wasn't as if he had two of you and chose the other. He just wasn't. He was just confused. But I do agree with Bert that the universe could have put this together exactly for this reason. And if he ended up liking you, does it really matter?
Abby, you going on a second date?
No, I'm not going out with this man again.
What? Hell no. If I show up to a date and your first reaction is to look like you've just seen a ghost, yeah, you're not the one for me. Like, even if I'm not the person you're expecting, I want you to be pleasantly surprised instead of being like, oh God, who's that? So for me, I wouldn't be able to get past that. I wouldn't want that to be our story because maybe, in my mind, I'm almost thinking, do you just want to see me again because maybe you're a little lonely because you're a surgeon and maybe you just want to get some.
You're interpreting his surprise as, oh, God.
Right.
But it might have just been, oh, no, this is total confusion.
No, because
I would have been sketched out also.
Yeah.
That's how she painted the picture was he went totally pale and just his face just completely fell to me. That is a negative reaction.
Well, do you think it's a negative reaction about him and not about her? Like, oh, man, I screwed up. I put the wrong note on the wrong car. So it wasn't like about her and her appearance and like, oh, God, who is this woman? And now I'm stuck having a date with her rather than, oh, I am such a dingbat. I can't believe I put the wrong note on the wrong car.
It could have been that. Like, I messed up, but I'm not mad that I did.
Right.
Because you would see that on his face. Like, if I invite Owen Wilson out to lunch and then Luke Wilson shows up, I'm not going, ow. I'm going, oh, it's Luke Wilson. Hi.
Samantha, I'd give him another shot. I'd go out with him again, and I wouldn't get too far in your head about it. But, yeah, but Abby says don't do it.
Oh, I know. I'm torn, but look, I mean, I
did
guess
you have a good time? Samantha, is he cute? Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he clearly was. And I guess he didn't have to continue the conversation. Yeah. He could have been like, oh, hospital calls or something, right? You know, but I don't know.
Look, Samantha, I'm calling BS. You're only lying to yourself here. You got a good-looking guy who is a surgeon, who you had chemistry with, and you're asking yourself, should I go out with him again? Yeah, you can have this internal debate, but at the end of the day, you're going to say, let's go have coffee again.
Tell us about the second date, why don't you?
Right. You ain't, the offenses weren't so huge, at least in my mind, the offenses weren't so huge that you should blow him off, but Abby says you're probably wasting your time.
Yeah, he seemed a little disappointed that he got the wrong woman to murder.
Samantha, let us know if you go out with this guy again, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
The Burt Show.
Before we get into the entertainment buzz here, Mo, a question. Certainly not asking for myself because I'm not considering it, but how is No Marley July going?
Excuse me?
No Marley July.
No Bob Marley.
Oh, I got it. It's been easier than I thought, probably 80% of the time, but yeah. I've had moments here and there where it was like, damn, this is kind of tough.
Last night at the Beyonce concert?
That was very tough.
did you partake?
I did not.
Really?
I did not, man. And opportunities were there, like literally placed on my lap, but nah, I'm sticking to it. My goal is to at least, like bare minimal, get to, I'd say like 45 days. And then after that, if I can get it to where every once in a while, instead of how often I was going for it, then I'd be good.
I'm going to throw all sorts of things at you because I don't want to believe it's healthy. did the doctor say, like, this could be part of some of the medical stuff you're having?
Not at all.
He's not.
Not okay. at all. I just think, how do I explain that? The act of it alone, I don't think is an issue, but the results of the act of it and what I tend to do after that, like the way that I eat, the things that's the issue.
I got
so you. I'm trying to avoid the aftermath of
okay,
it.
I got you.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
National Treasure Dolly Parton is opening up about what she's had the hardest time with since her husband's passing. But before we get into that, we got to get out of this shade that I'm feeling real quick from Hailey Bieber throwing a little bit of side eye towards Scooter Braun after he gushed over Justin Bieber's new album that he dropped surprisingly on Friday. This came out of nowhere, but I think with some context, it does feel a little bit more like the perfect time because last week he also settled with Scooter Braun over some money that he owed due to one of his tours that he had backed out of. So he is going to have to pay Scooter Braun $26 million because he backed out of his tour for health reasons. And then, of course, on Friday, he dropped Swag, this new album that I think a lot of people have been raving about. It's gotten mostly positive reviews from what I can see. Scooter Braun, of course, talked about how much he loved it, said that it felt very much like Justin kind of stepping into his own. And then a couple minutes after that, Hailey Bieber posts a Instagram story with the Mariah Carey song Obsessed playing over it with some big eyes over her face that make it look like she's kind of giving some shady side eye to where a lot of people feel like she's throwing a little bit of shade at Scooter Braun that he's quote unquote obsessed with Justin Bieber.
Wasn't there a story a while back about some kind of access that they were having an argument about who owed the other one so much money and Justin said, let's do an audit. And it came back where Justin owed Scooter more than he thought he did. Mm-hmm. And then they did a second audit and it was even more money that Justin owed.
The $26 million was actually surprising to me because when I reported on that story, I think Scooter had just given him like a number, like $1 million. Like, you owe me $1 million. Right. And Justin was like, I don't think that's right. So after Scooter had already gone in with his auditors, Justin hired the auditors that are behind like the Oscars, like, I mean, some of the biggest people in the entertainment industry to go in and do a audit for his business transactions. And then it found out that it was actually like $8 million or something even more insane. So The fact that we're now up to $26 million makes me think that things are a little bit more intense behind the scenes than what has been originally been reported.
So you could see from her perspective, if she thinks that Justin's being taken by Scooter Braun, for Scooter to make a comment, a positive comment about Justin's music, how she might be like, oh, come on, dude, this is all just for public.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because he wants people to like the album because he's going to get all the profits from him because Justin owes him $26 million. Yeah. So he needs Justin to sell some albums so he can get his money. On the
same team in that regard.
That's actually hysterical. And I feel like he's done similar things with other artists. Like he just did a tell-all interview with Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO, and he was talking about the conflict with Taylor Swift, and they have a very notorious beef, and we don't really know what the details of that are. We have ideas, but we don't really know what the specifics of the story are. And the way he's explaining the conflict, he's so likable and he's so eloquent that it almost makes you want to believe him. But after seeing this go down with Justin Bieber and seeing that Justin Bieber, who owes a lot of his success to him, considering Scooter was the one that discovered him, and seeing Justin turn on him too, it makes me think like, wow, this guy just puts on a really good front. Like he is his own PR team, his best PR face team, to where it looks like he can really cover up some of his big mistakes in the industry with just a smile and some pretty words. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.